Lecture topic, appreciating the smallest of bounties.
Yesterday we discussed the issue of not wasting. In this regard is the aspect mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يُعَظِّمُ النِّعْمَةَ وَإِنْ دَقَّتْ يُعَظِّمُ النِّعْمَةَ. He would regard every ni'mat as very great. وَإِنْ دَقَّتْ, even though it was apparently a very small thing. Outwardly it might seem like just a small thing, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would treat it as a very great ni'mat, because it wasn't what is appearing to be, but the gaze was on the giver. That even this has come from Allah Ta'ala. And when the giver is Allah Ta'ala, then no matter what it is very, very great. So it's the respect of the giver that Allah Ta'ala has blessed with this bounty and this ni'mat. And when the person's gaze is on the giver, now, and somebody very respectable, some very senior person has given somebody a 1 rand coin, but now because it's a very senior person, very great personality, so he treasures that 1 rand coin, treats it as tabarruk, he regards it as very precious because of the giver, the person who passed it on to him. And somebody else might give him a much greater sum, but he won't give it that kind of regard because the person is different. So here it is not anybody else, this is the creator of all, this is Allah Ta'ala. Every ni'mat, no matter who it came from and who was the apparent means, they're only the means. Allah is the giver. So the person who has this in mind, then he will treat every ni'mat with respect. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was once somewhere and probably taking out something from his pocket or whatever to give something, and some coin fell out of his pocket and rolled under a thorny bush somewhere, and it was in the night, it was dark. So whoever was with him, he told him, look for it. Now it was for in our purposes, it might have been like a 10 cents coin or something. So now he told him to look for it. And they also, he started looking for it. Now in the dark, and it rolled under some bushes, so for a while they looked for it, but couldn't find it. So after they spent some time looking for it, then he said, okay, now let it be, we can't find it, so let's go. So then the person asked him, but you put yourself through so much of trouble for, like we would say, like 1 10-cent coin. So this 10-cent coin, now why you put yourself through so much of trouble? He said that 10 cents also came from Allah Ta'ala. And to just leave it, abandon it and go away shows that we got no regard for it. We disregarded Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat. Even 1 million also is made up of all those 1 1-cents. Every cent got together to make up the 1 million. So disregard any ni'mat, the from which we derive benefit from a bigger quantity of it, to disregard even a minor quantity of it is disrespect to the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So to just walk away from there means we got no regard for it. And this is a very dangerous thing. So therefore we tried, we looked for it. After having tried and not managed to find it, now we excused. But without looking for it, this would be showing a great disrespect and disregard. So we need to become very conscious about every ni'mat. And be conscious about that where this ni'mat came from. It came from Allah Ta'ala. It's not our doing. It's not somebody that he purchased it. Qari Amir Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he once came, so he was emphasizing this point. He says sometimes there's a wastage of electricity, for example, wastage of water. Now the person says, but the electricity, I paid for it. I am paying the bill of the electricity. He says, no, that's a double problem. One is you wasted the electricity and then you had to waste money to pay for the wasted electricity. So it's not that I paid for it, it's a double problem. So this is the way that these personalities look at these things, that it is the gift of Allah Ta'ala. It's Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat, we have to respect it and never ever get into any wastage. Allah Ta'ala gives.